Obama blamed a failure of leadership in Washington for the downturn in the economy. The Illinois senator took direct aim at President Bush's tax cuts, which Obama says were targeted at the wealthy instead of the working families who need them. But Obama also took a swipe at his Democratic primary opponent, Senator Hillary Clinton, for what he suggested was a change of heart on the North American Free Trade Agreement that Bill Clinton signed when he was president.
You know, in the years after her husband signed NAFTA, Senator Clinton would go around talking about how great it was and how many benefits it would bring. And now that she's running for president, she says we need a timeout on trade. No one knows when this timeout will end. Maybe after the election.
Obama said he would sign no new free trade agreement unless he could be sure it protected the environment and workers. He told the GM employees who gathered in Janesville that Hillary Clinton's universal health care plan is good, but Obama says his would do a better job of driving down costs because it does not mandate that all adults buy insurance.
I believe the reason people don't have health care isn't because no one's forced them to buy it. It's because no one has made it affordable. And that's what I intend to do when I'm president of the United States of America.
Senator Clinton has argued that hers is the only true universal health care plan because evidence shows that when people are given a choice, many won't buy insurance. Obama also promised workers he would index the federal minimum wage to inflation, and he said he'd pay for initiatives like health care and low-income tax credits by ending the war in Iraq. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.